بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Previously also we read this ayat, and this ayat comes after Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has explained the clear signs of the coming of the day of Qiyamah. And when Allah Ta'ala has made this so clear, then nothing should leave man in ghaflat, unmindfulness of the day of Qiyamah. And nothing should leave a person in the disobedience of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So a person should get prepared to face the day of Qiyamah, the day of accountability. So Allah Ta'ala asked the question to mankind and in general. And as we had discussed that insan, ya ayyuhal insan, insan either refers to the non-believers, that they don't believe in the day of Qiyamah, in the life of the Qabr, etc. So Allah asks, what has put you in deception? Ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. What has put you in deception of that Rabb? Rabb is that being who brought you into existence from non-existence. Rabb is that being who nourishes and sustains us, sees to every need of ours. Rabb is that being to whom we are going to return and to whom we will be accountable and we will have to answer to him. So for the non-believers, how is it that you have forgotten, you are unmindful of Allah Ta'ala and you portray this picture of pride of yours that I don't need Allah, I don't need anything. How can that ever be possible? Or it refers to every human being, believer and non-believer, the righteous and the wrongdoers. It refers to everyone. How can you people be unmindful of Allah Ta'ala? How can you have pride with regard to Allah Ta'ala? Then also we had discussed the four groups of people who are generally in this great deception. The Christians who believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was put on the cross because of their sins. So now they have got this deception. We can do as we please because now Isa alayhi salam died for our sins, so we are going straight to Jannah, which is of course totally wrong, this deception they have got. Or the Jews who believe that they are the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam. So because of that they can do as they want to. All those people who have got this erroneous and wrong belief that we are the children of certain pious buzurgs, ulama, etc. Oh, we have our peersab will save us on the day of Qiyamah and now we can do as we please. That is also a great deception. Or the Rawafid, the Shias, who believe that they are the children or the offspring of Fatima alayhi salatu, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and because Fatima and her children will never burn in the fire of Jahannam, so they also got freedom, they can do what they want to. This is all deception. So, and then what is very, very striking in this ayat, that the word Rabb is sufficient for a man to come out of his unmindfulness and for him to come out of this pride that he is demonstrating and exercising. But besides that, Allah says that Rabb who is Kareem also. Besides him being Rabb, he is Kareem also. The meaning of Kareem is taught to us by our illustrious Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, that one of the meaning of Kareem, الَّذِي يُؤْطِي بِدُونِ سَوَالٍ وَلَا مِنَّةٍ, who gives without asking and without begging. None of us ask Allah that you must make us a human being, you must give us eyes, you must give us brains, we hardly knew we were going to need it. Who gave it to us without any of our asking. Kareem is that Rabb who gives biduni istihqaq, that we are not worthy of anything. A person who makes all his ibadat also, as Dr. Iqbal said, jaan di hui to usi ki di hui. If a person gives his life for Allah, becomes shaheed, he didn't give anything, that life Allah gave to him. He only gave the life which Allah gave to him. What did he give from his own side? All our ibadat, what did we do from our side? It's only by the tawfiq of Allah that a person can make ibadat also. A person gives a huge amount in sadaqah, in charity. He didn't give anything from his side. It's what Allah gave him, and that tawfiq also is from Allah Ta'ala. So that is kareem. The third meaning of kareem, alladhi yu'ti without being us being worthy of it, without us being without us asking of it, and Allah Ta'ala gives, and Allah does not fear that anything will go less in His treasures. Allah, what Allah has, when we give, we think that I would need it myself. I must keep a little bit back. I can't give everything. But when Allah gives, Allah has got no fear of any of shortages. So that is Kareem, who is so kind, so gracious. What has put you in deception of Him? Now, but we must hit the balance also here. On the one side, some of us are such that we do gunas left, right and center. If anyone tells us, we say Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. We're not performing namaz, we're nothing near an Islamic way of life. We're just doing everything wrong. And we say Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. That is wrong. On the other hand, we must not forget the mercy of Allah. Without Allah's compassion, kindness and His mercy, we can't live for a moment. Forget facing Allah on the day of Qiyamah. So the balance between the two, that we must try our best and never trust our efforts and our actions. We trust on the karam and the raham of Allah, that only by your mercy, your kindness, your compassion will our work get done. Otherwise, on our own, we can't do anything. A great buzurg, Hazrat Abu Bakr Warraq radiyallahu rahmatullah alayh, he says on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah asks me that what have you come with and why did you sin so much, he will say, your karam put me into this position. I saw how compassionate, how kind you are, so I took advantage of it. So the thing is that we must make our effort and trust on the kindness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Not that we make no effort and we say Allah will forgive us. We must make full out effort what capacity Allah has given us. Physically, mentally, spiritually, Allah has given everyone capacity, and we must use that to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but don't trust our efforts at all. We must trust only the kindness and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So in between the two is the perfect way of for a human being and a true servant and banda of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.